Welcome to this edition of Hero of the Week. I'm Matt Wyatt of Crawford Broadcasting, thanking all of you for tuning in today to hear from Sergeant Max Pennington of the United States Marine Corps. Sergeant Pennington, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Sergeant, you're in the public affairs part of the Corps. Tell us what you do and why that is important, especially during wartime.
Okay, so basically within public affairs, I am a videographer, a journalist. So I make news and feature videos that basically just tells the public what our Marines are doing, whether that be out in the community doing community service, or whether it be in the skies of San Diego training for our missions overseas.
Okay, and, now have you? Go ahead.
And that's really important, that my position and my job is here, because it really, informs the community on, where their tax dollars are going, and that, hey, we care about the community, and we care about our mission overseas.
Now, have you been deployed during your time in the Corps?
I have not been deployed. I'm with a headquarters squadron, so I work with everything that happens on base and within the community.
Okay. All right. Do you enjoy what you do?
Yes, I absolutely do. It's very rewarding. I get to work a lot with, for example, this week I've been working with a wounded warrior putting together a video for Veterans Day. And it's really, it means a lot to me that I can push their message and their story out to the community.
Now, why did you enlist, Sergeant Pennington, and what appealed to you about the military?
I enlisted. I was 19 years old. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do in school. So I really was attracted to the challenge of the military, and I really wanted to be able to add to myself as a person. The Marine Corps specifically attracted me, to me, because they're known for, they have the longest basic training in the U.S. military, and I really was attracted to that challenge.
Would you encourage others to consider enlisting as you did?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people that I've met that I graduated with, they went to school and they really weren't sure what they wanted to do. And, it took a lot of time to find themselves. And, I'm sure a lot of people know that people always switch their majors and everything like that. By enlisting in the Marine Corps, I was given time to mature and grow as a person and really find out who I am and what I want to do in life. So I would highly recommend it.
And how did you decide that the job you now have was the one that you wanted to do?
Actually, I was actually open contract coming into the Marine Corps. And this job was actually kind of, they told me what I was going to be doing. And I was a little skeptical about it at first. I was never, a strong writer. And initially, I wasn't really attracted to this job field, but it's opened up so many opportunities, and it's really helped me grow as a person, and I'm very thankful that I was given this opportunity.
Okay. Now, when you say open contract, that means the Marines get to pick what you're going to do for them?
Yes. Basically, it means that any job field that the Marine Corps needs at that time, they can put you in.
Okay, so they'll look at your skill set, though, and decide, we think he would fit there.
Yes, we all take the ASVAB, which is, a test, and we get certain scores in certain areas, and they take a look at that to determine what job field you would probably fit best in.
Okay. What does the future hold for you, Sergeant Pennington? Do you plan on staying in, making it a career, or will you get out after your term is done?
Actually, I have about 9 months left on my contract, and I am pursuing my education. So I'm going to study business, and I plan on specializing in finance. I am open at this point to the possibility of going into the reserves while I go to school, so I can continue to be significant and be able to impact people in any way I can.
And how do you feel about serving this nation as part of the United States Marine?
I feel really great about it. I mean, really, anyone in the U.S. military that serves, they join to give back to the country in any way that they can. And you know, I feel that's it's very important to me, whether I'm working with wounded warriors, putting out their stories on, you know, their injuries and, you know, how they go throughout life, or if, you know, it's a community service event out in town and Marines are, you know, handing out, you know, food to people, or people are coming on base, or Marines are flying in the skies training and going to islands out in the Pacific Ocean and, you know, training to fight our wars overseas.
Sergeant Max Pennington of the United States Marine Corps, thank you for spending time with me and my listeners today. We're grateful for your good service. May God bless you and your family as you continue to serve in the Corps. And we honor you, Sergeant Max Pennington, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you very much, sir.